This is Global Roots Radio. You are listening to Kansas City Community Radio here on the air at 90.1 FM. And if I've done my job properly, I should have on the phone with us Alex Martinez, who is speaking to us actually from an event taking place here in the Kansas City metropolitan area. But he is representing and speaking to us about Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance, or KSMODA.org. Thanks for being on the show. You're on the air here on 90.1 FM.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. Before we get started into the conversation, are you at the event at the Center of Grace in Olathe, Kansas?
Yes, I'm at the event here. Okay. We just have a few, half an hour left.
And this was, tell our listeners what this event was. It's one of many more coming up here in the Kansas City area that Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance is a part of.
Yes. So we were here just to rally for our documented students, our documented brothers and sisters. We have some live music. We're celebrating ourselves. And we are also helping anyone that needs assistance with their DACA renewal application. We have completely free help. And we also have some scholarships to help anyone pay for the USCIS fee.
And you said documented, that is DACA, which is an acronym that stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So to our listeners who may not be familiar with that, tell them what exactly that means, and both on paper and in real life living in Kansas City.
Sure. DACA is DACA stands for Deferred Action, like you said, for Childhood Arrivals. DACA was an executive order made by President Obama in 2012. To defer a specific demographic from deportation. So to this day, there's about 800,000 people that are deferred from protection from deportation. With that, you get a work card that allows you to work for a two-year period, and it was renewable until September 5th of this year, and I can mention a little bit of that after I finish. Basically gave them a work permit and a social security card, which opened the door to many possibilities. People were able to go to school. A lot of higher education institutions require you to have a social secure number just to go to their schools. And so with that social, it, like I said, it opened possibilities. It gave us chances that we didn't have before. We were able to get our driver's license, just something so simple as a driver's license. We were able to drive legally from our house to our work, from our house to our jobs. And so DACA, for the last 5 years, has proven to be a success and not a burden to this country, but we are actually improving the economy because we're contributing taxes and we're paying into Medicaid, and we're paying like every other citizen. And so DACA, like I said, has been successful. It's not fair that it's being threatened or taken away.
So what is happening to it right now? There's a deadline of October 5th for renewals.
Sure.
It's simply renewals. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So the Trump administration came out on September 5th of this year and said, we are going to rescind DACA, which means we're not going to allow any more new applications to come in as of today. So as of September 5th of 2017, no more new applications were allowed. So for anyone that their DACA doesn't expire before March 5th of 2018, they have to renew their DACA. They gave them 30 days to renew their DACA. So the deadline is October 5th. To me, that's just crazy to just tell people, hey, we're going to end the program that has helped you so much, and you have 30 days to renew it. If you don't renew it in 30 days, you're out of the program. Your card is expired, and you're back to being undocumented. So for us, it's very important to share with people that we only have about 2 weeks left to renew their DACA, and the Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance is here to help you, to support you in any way that we can.
And so what are some of the resources available to people who have not started that renewal process yet? Can they go to their website? Are there physical spaces where
Sure.
you're offering help?
Sure. We're mostly more active on our Facebook page. So it will be facebook.com/KSMODA. And we have a big list of all the DACA renewal clinics, not just KS MODAs, but all of the ones in the metro area in Wichita and Topeka. So there's a lot of them that people can go to. So we also have resources for scholarships. We're very happy to announce that the Kansas Missouri Dream Alliance is the recipient of a gift from United with Dream, who we are an affiliate of. We received $30,000 to pay for 60 applicants. So if anybody needs any type of help, please let us know.
You know, we talk about recipients of DACA and many of whom are maybe enrolled in school already. They're applying for colleges. They are currently working. You know, this may be one member of a family who may individually be in different places as far as documentation and the process of applying for documentation. Can you build a picture of the individuals affected by DACA who have benefited from this program and how that relates to the family unit that may be residing here in Kansas City?
So some of our documented youth, I keep using youth, but a lot of us are also young adults and adults. What DACA has given to us is the opportunity to take care of our families. A lot of us are the one income for our families. And we willingly gave our information to the Department of Homeland Security, to this government, in order for them to give us something back, to give us some freedom, to give us, you know, the chance at life, the chance to work legally and to provide for our families and to be an example to our younger siblings and others. But since they're threatening to take it away, it's like they want to push us back into the shadows. I simply cannot let that happen, or we cannot let that happen. We're ready to fight. We're definitely a passionate bunch. You know, back to your question, I don't know what it would really mean. It would be devastating if 800,000 people were taken from the workforce. Jeff Sessions, when he mentioned that the reason they were receiving DACA was because America was first, and these jobs were going to be filled by American citizens. But we are American. We're as American as it gets. We were raised here. We are already here. We are already working. We're providing to this economy. So this ideology that people that were born here is just that come first is just completely wrong.
You talk about the workforce, but another aspect is education. And I know at least one university in Kansas came out and basically made a statement to comfort the students, either in the process of renewal or in limbo, that they will not be denied their education at the university. Are you aware of any other institutions that have made such statements to welcome DACA recipients and to ease their anxiety right now?
Yes. So there's, you know, there's a few of them that have made statements, and they're pretty vague, and they don't want to get political, and that's okay. At least they're making an effort. I would like to give a big shout out to K-State University, because before KU, they were the first university to come out with a strong message saying that they were here for undocumented and documented students and to support them in any way that they would, and they will fight to keep them here. KU followed in Shawnee Mission School District. They have a strong belief that they should protect all their students regardless of status. So big shout out to those three institutions.
And so when we talk about DACA recipients, there is an age restriction, and one of the guidelines for qualification was that the individual would have arrived before their 16th birthday here in the United States. So we're talking about youth who are not necessarily responsible for their own documentation. At this point, the responsible adults in their lives are the ones to sort of push this process through, and oftentimes due to lack of knowledge or simple access, this does not happen. We're talking about an entire generation of immigrants here who decisions are being made outside of their control. So an aspect of Kansas-Missouri Dream Alliance is empowerment. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you have done so far and then what is offered on your website that could be encouraging as well as empowering to that generation right now, looking at this October 5th deadline?
For sure. So the Kansas-Missouri Dream Alliance, we believe that everybody has the equal right to higher education regardless of citizens, citizenship status, color, race, gender, sexual orientation, or ethnic origin. What we've been doing is we've been helping people that maybe they didn't even know they were undocumented, realizing what that really means, and helping them access their dreams. That's what we call the Dream Alliance. So we help people who, by the way, don't qualify for financial aid, but we still have to fill out an application. And then we help them find scholarships for undocumented folk, which are very limited, but they are out there. And it's our goal to match them with scholarships so they can go to school. We also do events where we do support groups. You know, it takes a toll on the mental health of all of our youth, and sometimes they don't talk about it. And so we have support groups where we can get together and with people that would understand what their struggle is. We talked about those things and we support one another. We also do DACA renewals every Tuesday at El Centro in Kansas City, Kansas. And you can find that information at ksmoda.org/events. We do a lot of community outreach. What we have been doing is we have been going to colleges and community organizations and nonprofit organizations in the afternoons and having educational sessions, presentations, talking to people about DACA, sharing our stories. Our stories are the most powerful thing we have, and we're doing that. We're sharing it, and we're telling people to get to know us, because once you know somebody with DACA, once you know somebody that's undocumented, you realize that we're not a threat.
And so, Alex, are you a recipient of DACA, and what is your story?
I have DACA currently. I was born in Mexico. I came to the United States when I was 14. One day, when I was living with my grandmother, she said, "Get ready." And I had no idea what that meant. But after crossing a desert, a river in another desert, and being there for 5 days without water, not knowing what was going on at 14 years old, I realized what get ready was, and I was not ready. I arrived to a country that I didn't know. I remember it was August, and it was really hot. People were speaking in a different tongue. I couldn't understand what was going on. It wasn't until I saw my mother for the first time in about 6 years that I understood what get ready was. And I was not ready either to see her, because I had no idea. So it was worth it. But at 17, realizing that I couldn't go to college because I didn't have a social secure number, and in Missouri you do need one for some institutions. That was so upsetting to me, and that I've been involved since then, because I don't want people to go through what I went through. And I know we all have different stories, different struggles. But if I can help somebody by sharing my story and saying, hey, I did it, I am here, I was able to go to school at least until I got a full-time job, but I was able to get a certification as a community health worker, which is what I'm currently doing. And you can do it. If I can do it, they can do it. And I'm here to support in any way that I can. I'm thinking of going back to school next year possibly and do my bachelor's in political science and possibly pre-law. So I still have dreams and I'm still working on them. But I was 14 when I came here and it was not my choice. And my story is similar to 800,000 other stories. We did not choose to come here, but we are already here. So we can't go back to a country we don't remember, we don't know, because this is our country now.
Very much so. This is home right now. And you have some events coming up in the near future. Would you like to mention any of those for our listeners if they are interested in either telling people about it or directly being involved themselves?
Yeah, so again, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ksmoda, we have our upcoming events. We have two renewal clinics. They are at El Centro, which is in Kansas City, Kansas, 650 Minnesota. If anybody is interested in volunteer, there's a sign up on our page as well. If anybody is interested in just knowing more about DACA and knowing about our organization, they can send us a message. We're really excited to be working on this issue that's urgent and it's important. We have, I wanted to mention, we have recently created a small coalition. It's called the Dream Fighters Coalition with the ACLU, One Struggle KC, and KS Moda, and many others, to really get this issue out there, get our local businesses, get them to support DACA in the DREAM Act that's currently in Congress. So we're doing the work because we need to keep fighting for our rights, just our rights, not only as immigrants, but our rights, our human rights.
Alex Martinez with the Kansas Misery Dream Alliance. He's a co-director, organizer, and social media outreach. Thank you so much for your time here on KKFI. We really appreciate it, and we'll give this information on our website as well.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to Global Roots Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. My name is Niloufar, and we're going to continue on with some music as we wrap up today's show. If you have any questions or inputs about today's program, we'd be happy to hear from you if you wish to get involved on this show, either by volunteering, suggesting subjects, ideas for the show, music, wanting to be an on-air co-host. All of that is greatly welcomed. We would like as much input and engagement by the community as possible. The email address is globalrootsradio@gmail.com. And the number to call while the music is playing is 816-931-5534.